you're going to have to challenge yourself, because you will get challenged by life, by a game, by business, by entrepreneurship. There are always going to be challenges to overcome. You have to love what you do every day, because those days that are hard, those days that suck, that's where the magic is. You go do it and you get your work in anyway, because that's where you're going to find out who you are. That's where things are going to continue to happen. And you have to just love putting in the daily work, because that's another token in the bank, if you will. If you're showing up, you know, striving towards your goal, you have to really, really believe in what you're doing. And you have to have faith that it's going to work out. But you got to keep putting the work in, because if you don't, it's not going to come to you. And it's just not, you know, going to fall in your lap. And sometimes when you know that, all right, I'm going through it right now, this is tough, let's just take an inch forward. Let's go an inch forward today. That'll be better than going backward. You don't want to go back. Not only finding your why, but finding that thing that you love to do. Find that thing you love doing. Because when you get to the why, you know, having a love for something from the beginning, that's a great why. That's a great start right there. And then you can build on top of that. Because if you're not really loving what you're doing, then when it comes to the why, you'll kind of fall short a little bit, or you'll struggle. And more so, you know, I want to challenge people to think about those things. You know, why? Yeah, why are you doing this? You know, just getting to that point of really thinking deeply. And that's one of the things that we say within the book as well, to think deeply. And you can get pretty deep pretty quick. You know, I want to do X. Well, why? Because of Y. Well, why? Because of Z. And then, you know, sometimes we'll get to a point where we can't even answer that question. But the question is the starting point, and the love is the starting point to get there. So when you get to those dog days of the day you feel that you can't do it, or you don't feel like doing it, or you just want to go away, the love of it, if you don't do anything, you know, if you're doing something you don't love, you'll probably stop, you know. Or when it's time to push yourself a little further, you might not scrape everything. You might look at it, but you might not scrape the depths. You know, it's disappointing to hear people, you know, fall short because they said, oh, well, you know, it was hard, or I got something happened, or, you know, it's always a description of some obstacle. You know, and I always tried to make sure that I had my why intact, but also to have the love first, you know, because if you don't love it first, then, you know, you're not going to get very far. A lot of adults and, you know, kids sometimes too, going through that process of being a beginner is a frustrating process. And if someone is feeling frustrated, I say, good. Good job. That means you're working. That means you're doing something. You know, a lot of people will think that they're supposed to play the guitar like Led Zeppelin as soon as they pick it up, you know, and it's just not going to happen. It does not happen like that. You cannot cheat the process. You have to go from a beginner to advanced, beginner, intermediate, so on and so forth. But, you know, you have to be okay with knowing that, like, you know, the word of the day, challenges, right, are going to arise, and you're going to feel like you suck and all of these things. That is totally normal. I think sometimes people need to know that feeling is normal. People just have to be okay. If you want to really go for something and start over, you have to be okay with being a beginner. And, you know, I've had no problem with that. I've tried to really, really dive into it and put myself, you know, submerge myself into being a beginner, and to love, you know, love the struggle, love not knowing what's going to happen next, not knowing how I'm going to overcome this next thing, because I'm going to figure it out eventually, because I'm not going to quit. I love it when somebody tells me I can't do something. You know, that's cool. It's like, oh, challenge, game on. You know what I mean? You know, and that always got me fired up too. And especially in athletics, that's definitely one of the huge, huge motivators that I think a lot of leaders and coaches use, is that, yeah, they think you can't do it. And yeah, that can fire you up. And you need that sometimes, especially on those days when you don't want to get out of bed. You do have to have that fire and that spirit to be able to go after something. You definitely can't attack the mountain without a running start. I do believe in that. I do think you do have to have some fire and some intensity. So in getting that, you use whatever fuel you can, as long as you're positive and working toward that goal. Like I keep saying, if somebody says something you didn't like and that fires you up, man, use it. Use it all day, every day. You take it one step at a time. I hate to be cliche, but you take it one step at a time, and you know, you push through it. You find a way to get through it. Whatever you do, don't stop. When you hit that wall of being tired, that's when you're starting. Because essentially, you know, what I learned from competing against the best was that every single game, we're knocking on that door. I mean, you're going to be the most exhausted that you've ever been in your life, and there's still going to be things that you have to accomplish. So you have to still be sound in body and in mind, and you still have to remember what the game plan is. What am I supposed to be doing right now? Because when you find, and through that is finding the why. So I always wanted to be successful. I wanted nothing more than to be a professional basketball player and be successful and win games and be like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. I really learned after coming up short, losing in the championship in 2011, you know, that internal voice, you know, the good one pretty much told me, okay, well, that's what it feels like. And we really do have to get up, pick ourselves up, and get back on the horse. And it was, you know, it was devastating, you know, going through a losing situation when you don't think you're going to lose, especially when it's on national TV. But one thing that I learned was, okay, that's what it feels like. That's what we're dealing with here. So the next time I'm scratching, you know, scratching the depths, and I'm pushing myself when I'm by myself in practice, I'm going to push a little more, because now I know what the real pain is. You know, I thought I knew what pain is when I was working out. I thought I knew what pain is when I thought I was pushing myself. But then when you play 82 games plus preseason and, you know, off-season workouts, just to get knocked off the mountaintop, it hurts tremendously. And one thing that did was taught me how to bounce back. But, you know, it toughened us up a little bit. And we were okay and ready and willing to put the correct work in. And when it's time to push each other or pull each other through situations, when it gets hard, we're willing to do it, because we know that, you know, it doesn't really feel good. One of the words I always like to use is perseverance. You know, you have to have perseverance because, you know, like I said before, not every day you're going to feel like doing what you do. You're not going to feel good every day. Every day, your goal will not be accomplished like that. You know, we're going to spend a lot more days working than we are celebrating. You know, eventually you're going to have that perseverance to be able to have the toughness to keep going. You know, I've seen so many people stop, you know, and then the best analogy was kind of, have you ever seen the races where the guy or the girl is running and they look at the crowd and they're doing this somebody's right behind them and catches them? That's kind of like the analogy that I like to use, because I've seen so many people stop short. If you're frightened, that's fine. If you're scared, that's fine. You eventually have to rise to the occasion. Rise to the occasion, because when you practice, you have to put yourself in those moments continuously, over and over and over, so that when they come, you just do what you've done. And, you know, to give myself confidence to say, hey, I've been here before, you know? I know what this is going to be like. I'm going to give my best. This is why I put the work in time after time, day after day, night after night. So when and if that situation arises, I can trust myself. I know that I can be confident, because I know without a doubt that I've done what needs to be done. I'm confident, and you can be brave about that and go into it and be confident. In the heat of competition, when you really, really want something, you're going to be tired sometimes, and there might be a loose ball that you have to get, and you can't really think about how tired you are. And in the daily practice of pushing yourself, you have to know how far you can go. I had this coach, we would have to run a mile almost pretty much three times a week, and it was so hard, because after that first lap, you get that little person on your shoulder saying, please just stop. Can you please stop, so that we could just stop And in getting through that, sometimes you find out like, wow, I didn't feel like doing it today, but I ran my best time, or I kept going and I had more left in the tank than what I thought. You know, you don't want to put limitations on it. You want to push the limitations daily